Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, it's polling day in London. Look at this. Vote Labour today, not them promoting that message. Sadiq Khan funding free school meals. Well, actually, taxpayers funding free school meals? Not the very generous Mr. Khan. Tory Susan Hall would cancel free school meals. So they're emphasising she's a Conservative because, of course, that would drag her down. There's some candidates like Andy Street, the Mayor of the West Midlands, a Conservative, who's de-emphasizing the fact he's a Conservative because he doesn't want to hurt his standing. He's got some personal popularity from people who are floating voters. But all the indications are that Sadiq Khan is going to win. He's been ahead in every single opinion poll, sometimes by over 20 percentage points. But these opinion polls usually overrate Labour, underrate the Conservatives, partly because Labour is particularly reliant on younger voters who are less likely to vote. Polls are still open. They don't close till 10 p.m. tonight. So you've got to go to the polling station they've told you to go to with your polling card. Well, you don't actually have to have your polling card. You can't go to another polling station. They often hire church halls and things like that. Or some people have voted by post a long time ago, but you would have to arrange your postal vote like at least 3 weeks in advance. So Sadiq Khan is going for a record third term as mayor of London, and no doubt he will be. He was the first. He was not really the first to seek that. Remember the first office holder, Ken Livingstone, he was elected mayor of London in 2000, re-elected in 2004, sought a third term in 2008. He twice defeated the Tory Stephen Norris. Boris Johnson defeated Livingstone. Despite Livingstone having lost, he stood again in 2012 and lost again. He's now got dementia. I would argue that he always had it. Anyway, so Sadiq Khan is going to win handily. A guy who grew up in Earlsfield, London, went to some rubbish university, solicitor, a Labour MP. He's got ebullience and affability, absolutely hates Keir Starmer's guts, and the feeling is mutual. Even though ideologically they're very close, there's a personality clash and an argument about who's going to be the top dog. Starmer even admits 3 years ago he considered stepping down as leader of the Labour Party. And one of the obvious people to take over was Sadiq Khan, a Labour politician who could win, admittedly. He wasn't an MP, so that was the big obstacle, but no safe Labour seat will elect him. So he's been only a somewhat successful mayor of London. Crime is up. The Tories are really highlighting that. There's been a freeze fare on public transport, and a lot of people are very grateful for that, but there's not been the investment to public transport, so it's not improving. No lines across the Thames, under the Thames in East London, you know, railway lines, road bridges, east of Tower Bridge to go all the way out to what's it called, Dartford, before there is. So that's a problem. Not good enough connectivity, you know, to the Canary Wharf area, only one tube line going there. They need more of them. So multiple problems, wasting loads of money on wokery, on far left propaganda. But that's him. No, he's going to win. Labour's got its vote bank, particularly popular with ethnic minority people, younger people. People are in inner London, a little bit stronger north of the Thames, the south of the Thames. The Tories have got the donut, that ring around the edge of London. It's only in southwest London the Liberal Democrats are quite strong at a Westminster level in local councils. So remember, the London Assembly's been elected at the same time, which is largely toothless to superintend the Mayor of London. 25 people elected, and I think it's 14 mega constituencies and 11 London list members of the Legislative Assembly, AM, Assembly member, not Legislative Assembly, members of the London Assembly. And he's moved it way out to somewhere in East London, a Labour-held area, close City Hall, because they couldn't afford it. Well, here's my breakdown of my forecast. So I'm saying that Sadiq Khan's going to get 40% of the vote, lower than before. And remember, it's not sort of a second preference system. Nobody has won a majority first time round. You eliminate the lower, if nobody gets a 50% the first round, they eliminate the lower place candidates, and we look at the second preferences. You don't have to go back a second day. So Khan on 40%, saying Susan Hall is going to win 28% of the vote. Surprising, it's not worse, actually. Some, especially considering she liked Enoch Pearl comments a few years ago, which Labour's researchers dug up. But Khan has not helped himself with the ultra-low emission zone, ULEZ. I agree with it, actually, but it's motivated some older, wealthier voters, motorists, who find that this is too restrictive. The Liberal Democrats, is it Rob Blackwood, whatever his name is only going to get 6%, a very, very dismal result for them. They've never performed particularly strongly in these mayor elections. Even they had credible candidates like Brian Paddock, a former Metropolitan Police commander, or indeed Susan Kramer, who was this sort of ball-breaking city financier, former president of the Oxford Union. The Green Party will outperform the Liberal Democrats. Greens will get 88% of the vote. A lot of disaffected leftist voters will vote for the extreme left like that, who could do way more on public transport, virtually criminalise driving. So for a cyclist like them a lot. Come to Reform UK, never very fertile ground for Reform UK. They'll get 5% of the vote. The STP, Social Democratic Party, their candidate Amy Gallagher will get about 1% of the vote. Remember, she's that nurse who didn't like being called racist just because she was white and doesn't like the mutilation of children's genitals, giving puberty blockers to children. So she led a campaign by that. It's a bit surprising, the STP, they broke off Labour in 1981 to be this moderate left-wing party. Most of the SDP, they merged with the Liberal Party to form the Social and Liberal Democrats, SALIDS, in 1988. They simplified the name to Liberal Democrats. The SDP continues those who refuse to merge in and to form the Liberal Democrats. So she's carrying their banner in this election. She's the youngest candidate at 36. So I predict she's going to get 1% of the vote. Brian Rose, that American banker, British citizen, of course, standing largely as an ego trip as he did last time, very insubstantial policies, spreading COVID disinformation. He'll get 1% of the vote this time. And obviously there's several very minor candidates who'll get a few percent of the vote together. So looking on to the London Assembly, I'm predicting Labour will get the majority back again, get 13 out of the 25 seats. The Conservatives will be down to 7 seats in the London Assembly. They will lose South West London, which amalgamates a few parliamentary constituencies. Which ones would it be? It'd be Richmond Park and Kingston North. It's got Kingston and my place beginning with S. Surbiton. It's got Twickenham and I think a bit of Hounslow. So it's almost evenly a third the vote. And the Conservatives narrowly won it last time. I met that assembly member a few times, but he's stepping aside. So I think that the Liberal Democrats will get that back, will be their only territorial one. So for some reason, it's the most strongly Liberal Democrat area in the United Kingdom. And Labour will get almost a clean sweep of the territorial seats. So I will say saying that they will get 11 out of the 14 territorial seats, and the Conservatives only get 2. And then on the Conservatives will pick up more on the London-wide list. So you can and indeed so will the Greens. So Labour 13, Conservative 7, the Liberal Democrats 3, and the Greens 2. Remember, the Liberal Democrats are coming from a very low base. Only one person they had on the London Assembly. So that's my forecast, perhaps foolhardy of me, shortly before polls close. So taking into account that because it overrates Labour, tends to underrate the Conservatives. People won't acknowledge their Conservatives, a complete stranger, even if it's anonymized, and people are shamed and insulted for being Conservative. Right. Thank you so much for my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donation, PayPal. Toodaloo, everybody. Cheery. Bye-bye.